This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for February 24, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of an article on oncology published by JNS Spine today. Spinal and paraspinal giant cervical cavernous malformation with postpartum presentation. A case report by Mark Oppenlander and colleagues. Cavernous malformations are found throughout the central nervous system, but are relatively uncommon in the spine. In this report, the authors describe a giant cavernous malformation with the imaging appearance of an aggressive, invasive, expansive tumor in the cervical spine. The intradural extramedullary portion of the tumor originated from a cervical nerve root. Histologically, the lesion was identified as an intraneural cavernous malformation. Most of the tumor extended into the paraspinal tissues. The tumor was intradural, extramedullary, epidural, intraosseous, and osteolytic. It completely encased cervical nerve roots, peripheral nerves, branches of the brachial plexus, and the vertebral artery on the right side. It became symptomatic after pregnancy. Gross total resection was achieved using staged operative procedures, complex dural reconstruction, spinal fixation, and fusion. Clinical, radiographic, and histological details, as well as a discussion of the relevant literature, are provided in this study. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.